good Erev Shabbos Kodesh Parshas Boy Tavshin Ayin Test. The Torah tells us in this week's Parsha about the mitzvah that the Bnei Yisrael had to take the Korban Pesach 4 days before they were bringing the Korban Pesach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu to tell the Jews to take a sheep on Yud Nisan, Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Vav, and then save it for 4 days, and then in 4 days they would check for the Korban Pesach. Rashi says that the reason why they needed the 4 days was because in order to rid themselves of the Avodah Zarah that they had been subjected to and they had been following. We know that the Haggadah tells us, Halalu Avodah Zarah, Halalu Avodah Zarah, Metchilu Hayu Avodah Zarah. We know that the Bnei Yisrael were Shakua and Avodah Zarah. So therefore, as a result, they had to get rid of the Avodah Zarah that they had with them. The question is, why is 4 days enough? What is 4 days? Is there any significance to that number? And perhaps we find an answer by Avram Avinu. The Torah tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avram Avinu that he has to go and bring Yitzchak for the Akedah. The Torah tells us that it took Avram 3 days to find the place where he would bring Yitzchak up for the Akedah. Rashi explains, why did it take 3 days? It took 3 days because HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not want that people should say that Avram Avinu did it because he was confused and he wasn't thinking straight, and if he would have been thinking straight, he would have listened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu confused him and dazed him. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, go 3 days to Har HaMoriah and then bring up Yitzchak as the Akedah. If we make a cheshbon, we'll see that from the time that Avram was told by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to take Yitzchak up for the Akedah to the time that he brought him to the Akedah was 4 days, the day before he started to travel and then the 3 days that he traveled. From here we see that in 4 days, a person can make up his mind to change and to do the things that need to be done and do it with a clear conscience and an understanding, and to do something that will stick with him forever. Wishing everybody a good Shabbos. Kol Tov.